welcome to the Raging Bull Podcast. I'm your host, Ben Sturgill. Join me as I interview people from all walks of life who've built successful lives, self-made millionaires, entrepreneurs, traders, authors, and experts in their chosen fields. Discover the mindset and motivation to make successful people tick and learn new ways to apply these ideas, lessons, and successes to help you build your own success and live a better life. You've just been killing it lately. You've had like small account after small account just explode time and time again. I mean, you know, if this was a baseball game, right, you would be leading the league in batting average for what we've seen. So talk to us, you know, tell us, what are you learning? What are you discovering? What are you seeing? What are you doing in the markets right now? Because we're in an interesting place, specifically toward, you know, your specialty around penny stocks.
Yeah, you know, what I'm seeing in the market right now, obviously, you know, currently we've seen some pullback after a really strong run in the markets. And one of the things that I love about the stocks that I play, penny stocks, small cap stocks, is, you know, when the markets are running, we're seeing people put money into all sorts of stocks, penny stocks, large cap stocks, and it's great. But when they're pulling back, like they have been recently here with the coronavirus, I mean, we're seeing a lot of money go into these small cap stocks now, and we're just seeing really great follow through, really good gains. So, you know, I see a great strong market for small caps right now. And hopefully that just keeps on, you know, progressing for us as it's been over the last couple of years.
Well, give us some wisdom here, Jeff. What have you been doing in response to what you've been seeing lately? I mean, have there been certain strategies with penny stocks that you've been using? You've been alerting your members to your service?
Yeah, I mean, we're basically trying to just to follow the sector momentum right now. And one of the things that we've been looking at specifically is the coronavirus. I mean, we can't ignore that. It's been a very big, you know, breakout as we've seen throughout the world right now. And we've seen a couple of these small cap stocks that are trying to get their hands on, you know, a vaccine that could cure that. And we've seen really big runs from these trades. So we're trying to stay in that sector right now, you know, some of the small cap biotech stocks that are working off this coronavirus.
So how do you identify some of these? Tell us a bit about what you're seeing in terms of kind of what's, obviously don't give away everything, right? People in your service, sure, you know, get all the good stuff. But yeah, what's one or two things do you see in terms of how you identify these penny stocks, these small caps in terms of, you know, how they're responding to this recent news about the coronavirus and looking for a cure?
Yeah, so basically what I'm looking for in a nutshell is these stocks that maybe haven't been doing a whole heck of a lot prior to this, you know, breakout. And now all of a sudden, we're starting to see a little bit of volume pick up, not necessarily having any news, but volumes picking up, possibly breaking over some resistance, which is what we've been doing recently here. And we've really seen this, which is called the consolidation, you know, coming off that sideways move with increased volume. We've really seen that pattern play out really well as these stocks break into higher highs, just off the hysteria, off the momentum that they believe these small caps are going to find a cure for the coronavirus.
Love it. Love it. So real momentum. I mean, seeing these folks and saying, hey, who's going to be the one to do it and who's showing, you know, the potential to do it. So I'm curious for you, Jeff, what are you putting your money into right now? I mean, I know that you trade penny stocks. Is that where you're putting the majority of your own funds? Is there larger plays that you're taking out there?
Right now I'm actually in the process of shifting away from the coronavirus. I personally think that even though it's been a great hot topic for a while now, you know, at the end of the day, if you read the headline news, it's just basically the flu. So I don't want to get too wrapped up into it. And I've actually been shifting right now into the pot sector. I'm starting to see some of the bigger stocks like Aurora and CGC and CRON. Those ticker symbols are starting to get a little more active. So I've made a shift recently into a smaller cap trade, CNAB, just over the past couple of days, which I think is a nice small cap bottom bounce reversal play here on CNAB. So kind of looking for that pot stock sector to pick up some momentum and start lifting some of these small caps again.
Love it. Tell us why you think, you know, for a sector that was so beaten down in 2019, tell us why you think 2020 and specifically this month here in February is the time to really start keeping an eye on that sector.
Well, I really think, like you said, I mean, it's been beaten down for so long. We had that really great run a couple of years ago and everybody was playing, you know, the news of all the states and the legislation being passed to make it legalized. And that was a great story. But over the past really 12 months or so, they have just been falling off the face of the earth here. And we're starting to see right now, like that pattern of the coronavirus, these stocks that are kind of coming off their sideways move and the volume's picking up a little bit. So we're starting to see a little bit of state action again with some news. And we're starting to see a little bit of coming out of consolidation with more volume. I think now is just a good time to see if we can pick up some of these trades off their bases.
Love it. Yeah, I love that idea. Well, you know, to move to the next question here, what are some speculative trades that you're playing right now? Some things I know that we've seen crazy movement out of things like Tesla, you know, some of these larger stocks. What are some of your speculative trades right now that you're seeing? You know, you'd mention, you know, pot stocks. Are there others? Are there other companies that you have in mind or sectors you have in mind right now that you just think, hey, this is actually where I'm going to speculate and think this might be a big move in maybe the next month or season to come?
Well, a couple of trades that I'm in, and I think it sticks with what I just talked about, I'm still in that pot sector. So obviously CNAB is a stock that I took recently, but there's another smaller price trade that had a really large move recently. It was all the way up to 2 cents, and right now it's trading just above 1 penny. I think there's maybe a 50 to 100% potential is, and that's on SCNA. This is a smart cannabis corporation company. And right now I'm starting to notice that when I watch the level two, which is something that I do very often, we're starting to see some large buys show up on the bid. It's not a lot of action yet on the ask. They're not really, you know, buying at full steam, but I'm starting to see million share bids, half a million share bids, which tells me that people are starting to nibble on the stock again after a 50% retracement. So I'm also in SCNA, and that's a stock I'm watching along with CNAB.
Love it. Really helpful, Jeff. To wrap us up here, what's your current kind of predictions here in the market, right? I mean, as you said, we kind of topped out here on the, you know, SPY at like 333. We've since moved back down to the low 320s and had quite a reversal beginning of this week. Where do you see the market going from here? What do you think is going to impact that?
Well, I think the markets are going right back up to all-time high. Because if you think about it here, why did we fall over the last, you know, week to 10 days? And it basically revolves all around the coronavirus. I think if we were to take that out of the equation, we look at earnings through the major companies that have been coming by, and they've all been doing really well. So I think earnings eventually is going to trump this short-term pullback. I think if you're an investor, you bought that short-term pullback, and I'm looking for now a new all-time high. And I think it heads, you know, I still think we go full steam into 2020. And I think going into the re-election, I think that's going to be Trump's baby to lean on the markets. And I think they're going to be pushing into all-time highs throughout 2020.
Jeff Williams, I appreciate your wisdom. I hope you continue to crush those small accounts. And you know, you've done such a great job teaching your members. I hear from them constantly about how much they're learning. So you keep it up, and thanks for all your input today.
Thanks, Ben. I really appreciate it.
Well, that's a wrap for this episode. Thanks for listening. I invite you to visit RagingBull.com/podcast. That's RagingBull.com/podcast. To discover more episodes, to learn more about people who have created, built, and lived successful lives. Also remember to subscribe to one of Raging Bull's newsletters. Join me on the next episode as we share more stories from our guests on the wisdom behind wealth and how they built their own success. Raging Bull Podcast is brought to you by RagingBull.com, helping traders succeed through education, resources, and where you can watch real traders make trades. Raging Bull, learn to trade. We'll show you how.